Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to a particular issue of zakat, and that is the issue of tamliq, which in other words means that our jurists are almost unanimous in saying that it is essential that the zakat money must be given into the personal ownership of someone, and it can be only spent as such. In other words, zakat cannot be given to institutes, it cannot be given to foundations which are running for the welfare of citizens, for example, hospitals and orphanages. It cannot be given to all these foundations or institutes because they are not living beings. And it is essential that zakat must be given into the personal possession of a living person. And only then it can be expended, which in other words would confine zakat to to people who are poor and needy and who can be made the owners of this zakat. Now, this argument has been challenged in recent times by a famous scholar of the Quran, Amin Hassan Islahi, and he has said that the whole argument which says that zakat must be given into the personal possession, it has to be given to a person and cannot be given to an institute as a result, has been challenged by him in a very convincing manner, and he has shown that not only the verse from which this directive has been derived, or this view has been derived, does not say so. Its context does not say so. Its own internal construction also is against taking this particular interpretation of the verse. Now, people who say that zakat must be given to the personal possession of the needy, they argue from the fact that the verse which mentions the heads of zakat mentions the preposition lam in Arabic, or law, which in Arabic they say it means possession. It has to be given to the possession of someone. And the verse itself reads, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. These are the first four heads which the verse spells out. And as I said, the starting words are لِلْفُقَرَاء, which means for the fuqara, for the needy. So they say that here lam, which has been translated here as for, means that it has to be given into their possession. It must be given to their ownership. So this is what they generally say. However, it needs to be understood that, first of all, this is not the only meaning of lam in Arabic. As specified by a famous grammarian, Ibn Hisham, lam itself is used in 22 different meanings in Arabic. One of them, of course, is tamliq, which is what the fuqaha, the jurists, have derived or have the interpretation. But it is not that lam is only used for tamliq. It has several other meanings, as I said, as it goes up to 22 different meanings. Now, Islahi has criticized this view by saying that not only it is not appropriate to regard this lam to be the lam of tamliq vis-a-vis the context of the verse, but also the internal construction of the verse is absolutely averse to taking this meaning. Now, details can be looked up in his treatise, Tawzihat, and the actual article which is in Tawzihat is called the Masla-i Tamliq, which of course is an Urdu article also translated into other languages. But for the benefit of the English listener and for the benefit of people who just want to have a gist of what Islahi has written, I'm just going to point out this basic reasoning through which he negates that the lam of tamliq is actually the right interpretation of the lam, which is mentioned in this verse. First of all, he says that we need to look at the context of the verse. And the verse preceding this verse starts with the words, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُلْمِزُكَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ, which means that there are people among them, referring to the hypocrites, that there are people among the hypocrites who blame the Prophet regarding the distribution of sadaqah. Because if they would get zakat according to their wishes, they would be happy. And if they would be deprived from zakat, they would make allegations on the Prophet, saying that he is favoring some other people instead of favoring them or giving them zakat. So these hypocrites would make these allegations against the person of the Prophet. So this is what is mentioned in the verse immediately preceding this verse. So this verse now comes and says that this is absolutely wrong, that the Prophet has his own discretion in this regard, or he gives preference to his own people. The fact of the matter is that zakat is meant for innama sadaqatu lil fuqara'i wal masakin. So the verse goes like this, that this is not what they say is true. It is not that he is giving zakat from his own whims and fancy to people whom he likes. In fact, he's bound by the Almighty to give zakat to these people, which are then spelled out in the verse ahead. So we can say easily see that the verse is not telling us to make these people the owners of this money or to make them possess this money. All it is saying is that these people are erroneous in casting their allegations on the Prophet that zakat is given on his own whims. In fact, it is telling them that zakat is given for the benefit of such and such people. So zakat here, the lam here actually tells us that zakat is for these people or for the benefit of these people. It is not meant that they have to be made the possessors, the masters or the owners of that wealth. So this is what he says on account of the context. So the context is absolutely averse to accepting the fact that the lam here is of lam e tamlik. It is the lam here connotes giving something, someone something. It is as if we are saying they are for, zakat is for these people. So the word for here actually conveys the true meaning of zakat, which only means that it is meant for these people. It is not meant, it is not just on discretion of the Prophet. It's not left to the discretion of the Prophet. It is meant for these people which then spelled out ahead in the verse. The second thing that he's pointed out here is that the internal construction of the verse itself does not accept this lam of tamlik as the right interpretation of the lam, which is mentioned in Innama Sadaqatu Lil Fuqara, the lam of Lil Fuqara. And that is, he says that we need to understand that the heads of zakat, which are mentioned in this verse, they are eight. Now, the first four of these heads are mentioned with the preposition of la, as Innama Sadaqatu Lil Fuqara, Wal Masakeen, Wal Amilina Alayha, Wal Muallafati Qulubuhum. And of course, the lam in the other three, the second, third, and fourth, is suppressed and is understood to be present. But in the next or the last four heads, we find the preposition fi, which means for, obviously. Another meaning of fi is that it should be spent in this way, in this regard. So the words are firqaf or al-gharimin, sabilillah, fi sabilillah, wa fabni sabil. So Islahi argues that since these heads are eight, and all of them spell, the verse actually spells out these heads of zakat, so therefore, whatever is the meaning of fi in the last four heads of this verse, the same meaning should be applied to the lam as well, because compositely, all these eight heads are actually describing the heads of zakat. So they have to be consistent. Whatever is the meaning of fi should be the same meaning should be taken for la as well. Now, since fi means in the way of, as one of the heads says, fi sabilillah, in the way of God. So here again, there is no question of tamlik. Here again, the meaning is that zakat is meant for these people or for these heads in the way of God, for the benefit of the traveler, ibn sabil, gharimin, again, which means people who are under some penalty. Similarly, the other one. So he says that the internal construction of the verse itself tells us that we cannot take the lam for tamlik, because the later part of the verse, which has fi in it, would obviously stand in contradiction for the first part of the verse. Because the first part, if the meaning of the juris is taken, would mean the first four heads are for tamlik, making the recipient its possession, and the last four heads are not for tamlik, because fi does not come for tamlik at all. So obviously this would be an inconsistent interpretation. We have to take the verse as a composite whole. Whatever is the meaning of fi in the last four parts of the verse, the same meaning must be carried earlier to the la, which is mentioned in the first for the first four heads. So this is a basic summary of Islahi's view or his critique on tamlik, which he has set out in his treatise. As I mentioned earlier, listeners are advised to look up the original. But for their benefit, I have just summarized the view of Islahi, which he has convincingly shown that it is absolutely wrong to believe that zakat is something that has to be given into the personal possession of the needy. No, zakat is to be given to the needy. It's obviously when you give someone who's a needy, you're giving it for his benefit. And if this lam is not for tamlik, then obviously we can easily conclude that it is a wrong interpretation or a wrong conclusion that people have reached that zakat has to be given to an individual only. Zakat can be given to entities which are legal. Zakat can be given to organizations, for example, welfare organizations, as I said earlier, orphanages and hospitals or all those organizations which are doing welfare work. So it would be absolutely in line if we do so. I have summarized the view of Islahi, as I said, but listeners are advised to look it up in detail if they want to. But if they are convinced with this view, then they must realize that it is absolutely okay, absolutely fine, as far as the Quran is concerned, that if zakat is given to organizations which are run for the welfare of the needy, like orphanages, like hospitals, similarly, other similar things, it's absolutely okay. It's not incumbent upon us to give zakat to an individual, to a person who is an individual. It is not incumbent upon us at all. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.